Hello, welcome to the show. This is Clint Beachwood. You are listening to A Day at the Beach, podcast number 143. Approximately 1 hour's worth of new, modern, instrumental surf music from around the world. Starting things off with a band from Colorado called the Aquasonics. I think they have one other CD out. This is brand new. I've only had it maybe a month now. It's called Return to Earth, and the song we're starting off with is called On to 10. A Day at the Beach podcast. Thanks for being there. Several bands are making a repeat appearance on the podcast. For example, you just heard Tommy Cox doing Rodadora from his LP Mojado Rodadora. Many of the bands also post their music on Bandcamp.com, and Tommy Cox is one of those. Brand spanking new, the second album from Moscow's Bamboogie Injections, the LP is Take It, and the song was Dissolved in the Ocean. And the show opened up with the Aquasonics from Littleton, Colorado, and their just-released CD, Return to Earth. The song was On to 10. Summertime usually means new surf music. I think that's because many bands are hitting the road and new albums are always good to sell at gigs. And also because summer is just a great time to listen to the cool sounds of instrumental surf music. Of the 17 songs on today's podcast, 11 have been released in just the past few months, the others within the past few years. One of those new 11 releases comes from the fascinating Creatures of the Deep. Here's the title track from their new EP, Float On Forever. Thank you. Canada's Mark Bellamou and the Wasegas just did End of Summer, coming from the album Return of the Wasegas. Don't know why I played it at the beginning of summer, but I like the song, and I couldn't wait till the end of summer to play that song. How's that? Frankie and the Pool Boys, fresh from the Surfer Joe Summer Festival in Laverno, Italy. I played Summer Cold from their Spin the Bottle LP, which was released just a few months ago. The set started off with the fascinating Creatures of the Deep. They come from Santa Cruz, California. Adrian Cavalin on lead guitar. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys again, and Frankie and the Pool Boys at this year's Surf Guitar 101 convention, which is in August. Up next is Toro Jones and the song Noche Sin Luna. Thank you. That was a fun worldwide set of music. Those were the Splashdowns from Hamburg, Germany, with a cut from their 2017 release, Rocket Tales. I played Joe Cuba Meets the Splashdowns. Before that, it was the globe-trotting Robotron, originally from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, now residing in Bergen, Norway. I played the title track from their six-song album, Gorgonzola's Revenge. Australia's Martin Cilia just released another new album, Espresso Martino. I played Surfabilly. And from Florida, Toro Jones did Noche Sin Luna, as opposed to Noche Con Luna. Pretty bilingual of me, don't you think? John and the Knight Riders were a huge part of the second wave of surf music. Up till now, their classic album, Live at the Whiskey A Go-Go, has been pretty difficult to find. Well, no more. The LP has just been re-released in both vinyl and CD, both with bonus tracks. I jumped right on that as soon as I heard it was available. So, from their 1981 live show at the Whiskey, this is John and the Knight Riders.
Here's a song John wrote. It's called The Knight Rider.
We'll be right back.
More new surf music here on A Day at the Beach podcast number 143. From Calgary, Alberta, Canada, the 427s have a brand new release called Stay Gold. I played Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. The title coming from my favorite Steve Martin movie from 1982 of the same name. If you've never seen it, I highly recommend it. It's a very cool detective parody, but at the same time pays tribute to the pulp detective movies of the 1940s. Before the 427s, it was Los Cosmos, another band from Moscow, Russia. I played the very unique tune called Mega Hit. And John and the Night Riders did The Night Rider from their newly released Live at the Whiskey a Go-Go. In case you're new to the podcast, I post a playlist for the show on Facebook/A Day at the Beach and also on SurfGuitar101.com. As opposed to the other shows I do, for the podcast, I list a link for each band where you can visit and purchase their music, thereby supporting this wonderful genre. For example, click on the johnblair.us link and you'll be able to find ways that you can purchase the CD or the vinyl copy of Live at the Whiskey. You can do the same for each band on the podcast. Turning to the more mellow side of surf, this is Mike Vernon with the title track from his newly released solo project, Guitars After Dark. Thank you. That was my favorite band from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Rondo Hatan just did El Rolo from their 2013 album, Destination Fun. Prior to that, it was the now disbanded Rocket Motors band from Finland. They did Green Room from their last LP, Vamos. And Vernon Mike Vernon started the set off with Guitars After Dark. Well, I always enjoy getting music from bands from new places. Well, such is the case with the last band on the podcast, the Mentawise. They come from Indonesia, more specifically the city of Bogor on the island of Java. The band gets their title from the world-renowned surf spot in Indonesia called Mentawai. I'm going to close with the title track from their four-song EP released last year called Surfin' Java. I have played a small sampling of some of the incredibly good music coming from these bands. If some of the songs I played on this podcast stand out to you, I strongly encourage you to check out the bands and support the efforts these artists put into their music. There is so much amazing music out there. It just never gets old. Well, thanks for listening. Here are the Mentawise.